What does the preacher preach? He preaches a
sermon.
Mm-hmm. And we pray too.
Pray to God.
Mm-hmm.
I think of little stories when you ask some of these. But when I was about 5 years old and going to the Baptist church, folks decided I was old enough to go into, after Sunday school, to go into the church service. So we were sitting up on the front row, and the Baptist minister at that time was Preacher and he was hellfire and brimstone from way back. And boy, he was up there, and he was saying, you're going to burn in hell. And he'd point down at me and that. And I told the family after that, don't take me in and listen to that old man. He scares me too much. Preacher, I'll never forget him.
Would you happen to know the first four books of the New Testament?
Well, I should, but I don't offhand.
Well, it's just four names that we're looking for.
Matthew, Luke, and John. I'm trying to think.
Well, that's good enough. Okay, let's see. Another word for university is?
College.
Uh-huh. We go to college to get what? We go to college to get an?
A degree or educated.
Okay.
Play football.
Play football. Did you play sports?
I played sports some, yeah. I've got a grandson that's, he's been on a rotary. He graduated from high school last June, and he's been on a rotary exchange to Copenhagen, Denmark, for a year. He's coming back in June, and he's going to Texas A&M next fall. And he's quite an athlete, but he's also a good student, fortunately. Or he wouldn't be getting in Texas A&M.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Where do we check books out from?
Library.
Okay. And let's see. Your sister's son would be your...
Nephew.
Okay.
You got three of them.
Really?
Jim, Jack, and Earl Maxson. You ever hear them? Jack has Jackson's restaurants, or did have. He started them. He just sold them.
Was that the that new Jack's over here? Was that the same company?
Yeah.
I really liked that restaurant. It didn't last too
long.
I
was sorry it didn't work.
Yeah.
And it was funny because the last day when Jack decided he was going to cut it off because it just wasn't working, they had the biggest day of the, that they'd ever had.
Mm-hmm. It was catching on, but there, you know, there's just not a big restaurant market in El Paso, I think. That's why we don't have good restaurants.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a partial reason for that because back even, well, especially during Prohibition, but you didn't have any restaurants in El Paso in the old days.
Mm.
There was a restaurant at the depot and then the hotels, and that was it.
Hmm. That's so odd.
Yeah. A few people during the Depression opened their homes up and made restaurants out of the living room and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to old Ms. Jordan's down on Arizona Street for enchiladas on Sunday occasionally, but